It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball here on KNIA KRLS, as it's our spotlight athlete interview with a pair of senior basketball players from the Pella High boys basketball team, Cade McGinley, Parker Hemming. And we're going to start first with Cade, coming off of a 67-45 victory for the Dutch over Carlisle here on Monday night in the opening round of the postseason. Cade, congratulations on the victory for you and the Dutch tonight. What do you think about how things went down?
Yeah, it was a good team win. Really happy that we were able to get to 1-0 in the sub-state, and we're just really looking at the next one, and we're excited to play whoever we're playing, Clark or Sheraton.
What was the kind of vibe of the team coming in? What were the spirits? Do you guys feel good and confident? You know, how are we approaching this postseason?
Yeah, I know. Everybody was really confident. You know, we got the 2 seed, and we think that was well-deserved, and, you know, we just wanted to play like that and just bring our confidence, unwavering confidence, like Coach tells us every day. And we know that they were the 7 seed, but we just couldn't overlook them and make sure that we just played to our strengths.
Yeah, you came in 12-9 on the season. So people that maybe don't follow Pella basketball real closely, you look at 12-9 and you know, maybe you think, yeah, they're okay, but boy, when you play the DCGs and Norwalks and Pella Christians of the world, I think the seeding reflects that you guys played better than your record is. Do you feel that way?
Oh yeah, definitely. We play in one of the best conferences in the state, and playing those teams like DCG and Norwalk just really prepares us for these moments in the 3A sub-state tournament. And I think that we play really good teams, and our record isn't really doesn't really show how good we are, but I think we showed it tonight.
And you got off to an 11-0 start tonight, which ended up being critical. You know, even later in the game, it was still an 11-point game. So that 11-point start, you know, was very important tonight. Yeah. How did you guys feel like you came out of the gate?
Yeah, we came out really strong, and really on the defensive end, I thought we played really well, which is where we're trying to focus a little bit more in this tournament. And that start really just pushed us to get to where we got tonight, and that start just really helped us.
As a senior, you know, and Phil mentioned this right before we went to break, but, you know, it could be over at any time. It could have been over right now had things not gone, you know, another way. How aware of that are you and your 4 senior classmates, and how much does that motivate you to try to keep this thing going?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it, even just in the warm-ups. I'm like, well, this could be my last time warming up before a game. So I'm just thinking about that, but it really just pushes me to put everything out there when I'm in and give a great spark to our team, because I don't want it to be my last.
Talking with Cade McGinley. We'll be joined by Parker Hemming here in just a couple of minutes. Spotlight athlete interviews with the Pella High boys basketball team. So what are the next couple of days like for you? What is a practice like in postseason mode? And for you, you know, you see the floor a little bit during the game, but I know a big part of your role is to get those other guys ready to go. What's that like for you right now?
Yeah, you know, we'll just take the next couple of days. So whoever we're playing, we'll look at some film of them and do some scout team for them, and we'll just really prepare our starting five and the guys that are getting a lot of time and get them ready to go.
And what do you personally try to do to help those other guys? What are things that you're working on?
Yeah, I just really want to be uplifting, make sure everybody's confident in themselves, getting to see their shots go in, and just when I am out there, you know, get the ball to those guys and do what I can to bring a good spark to the team.
And what are your hopes for the rest of the season, Cade?
Yeah, you know, obviously we want to go to state, and I think that's what we're capable of.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time, and good luck down the road. All right. That's Cade McGinley. Let's just pass the headset along to Parker Hemming as we're with our spotlight athlete interviews from the Pella High boys basketball team here on KNIA KRLS, following a 67-45 opening round victory over Carlisle in the Class 3A district tournament. And Parker, thanks for joining us. Your dad wears that headset, you know, quite often. Appreciate you getting a chance to throw it on. What'd you think about how things went down tonight?
Yeah, I thought we played really well in the second half, especially coming off our bench, like guys like Austin Schulte and Tyson gave us a really good boost towards the end of the game. You know, we had a great assist to turnover ratio in the second half. Obviously, our first half wasn't where we wanted to be, but I thought we stepped it up in the second half pretty well.
What were some of the things throughout the night that Coach Schulte was talking to you guys about to try to, you know, keep the train on the track, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely defensive physicality and just being intense on that end. Like, I felt like we struggled more with that in the first half, and I think we stepped that up in the second half.
Yeah, nice all-around game tonight for the Dutch. 4 players in double figures, 67-45 the final score. And you mentioned physicality. You guys were undersized against this Carlisle team that goes 6'6 and 6'4, yet you out-rebounded them 41-26. What do you think about the effort of your guys on the glass?
Yeah, we knew that coming in we'd be severely outsized, so that was kind of our talking point of the week, was just to out-rebound them and just get after that ball every play.
And is that just a hustle thing? What leads to success in that area, as Coach would talk to you about?
Yeah, I think that's just part of our mindset as a team. We just want to get that every single play. Like, we just have that edge against the other teams.
talking with Parker Hemming here in our Spotlight Athlete interview on KNIA KRLS. So on to the second round, and we'll be back here at home on Thursday night. What these next couple of days, I asked Cade the same question, but for you, what are you trying to do in your role to make sure that this team is playing its best and is prepared its best to get ready for that second round matchup?
Yeah, so I'm going to be working with the scout team a lot. You know, our younger guys, we have some younger guys from JV and freshmen helping us with the scout team this year. And so my job is to kind of just, you know, get those guys going, get them after the starters and the role players, and just get everyone locked in for the next game.
And who are some of those guys that you work with on the scout team? Let's give them a little love.
We got like Griffin Simpson and Emmanuel Deers, you know, the starting five for the JV. I don't remember all of them, but
fair.
You know, we got a lot of guys that just are out there every day just ready to work.
And how do you embrace that role fully, the understanding that I'm going to go out and give it everything I have to make sure that these guys are as prepared as they can be?
Yeah, I've always been like that, you know. I've never been much of a basketball player. I'm more just the team guy, you know. Everybody just wants that. It's like the glue of the team, you know.
You like being a hype man too?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, good luck down the road. Thanks so much, Parker. Appreciate it, man. All right, that's Parker Hemming. We heard from Cade McGinley a little bit earlier, our Spotlight Athlete interview here with the Pella High boys basketball team on KNIA KRLS. Final score on Monday night, Pella 67, Carlisle 45. The Dutch will be back in action Thursday in a district final on KRLS.